Well, Halloween's over. The fundraiser's over. Again, thanks to all the WEMU listeners who
Starting
called
to
and
enter,
contributed.
yeah, thank you very much. And we're starting to enter that holiday period.
That's right. It's already Christmas time. You go to the department stores, they're all decorated up. I mean, the department stores that are left.
Yeah, yesterday I saw the first house in a neighborhood with Christmas lights up.
Really? They didn't
It's a
even get
little early.
the Halloween decorations down. But, you know, so this Friday, the first Christmas movie opens up. Harold and Kumar have a Christmas movie, as surprising as that gets, a very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
In 3D now.
In 3D. So one of the writers of on IndieWire, which is a really wonderful online movie
Resource.
blog, newspaper thing, came up with some suggestions
For new
for
Christmas
new Christmas movies based on other franchises. So Kevin Smith's film's Clerks, he's suggesting that maybe there should be a Christmas Clerks.
Things go awry at the department store.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, we've all had those kind of crummy jobs. But, you know, think about it, right? During the holidays, you could bring the action to the mall, because Kevin Smith also directed
Mallrats,
right? And it's even it's an even more miserable place now than it was when he made Mallrats, because everybody shops online. So anyway, he did consider doing Mallrats 2, Die Hard in a Mall, and basically Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So, you know, it all loops back. So he's also suggesting that Ocean's 11 turn it a Christmas franchise, and it could be called Ocean's 12 Days of Christmas. You know, and Ocean's 11 started back in the Rat Pack days, and then Steven Soderbergh did several versions of it.
And now they want to liberate a partridge in a pear tree.
Exactly. Well, they're suggesting that, you know, that it take place on Christmas, because, you know, there's a lot of cash that builds up there.
Sure.
And you could
Looking
steal
for those
it,
five
so.
Golden rings.
Exactly. He's even suggesting that the Batman movie franchise have a Christmas version. It could be The Dark Silent Night, spelled with a K.
Right.
And this is not that far-fetched, because in the 80s there was a DC special series number 21, a comic book that it was a Superstar holiday special, and there was actually a Batman Christmas story that was done in a comic book, so you could just, you know, riff on that. You know, it's already written for you, so that sounds pretty good. James Bond. Now, you know, it really hasn't had a Christmas movie. On Her Majesty's Secret Service was set, you know, in the wintertime. So why don't we just remake that and call that On Her Majesty's Secret Santa? And it's, you know, I think it's as good as Harold and Kumar. And you know, speaking of Harold and Kumar, what if we took that kind of genre and made a...
The Stoner movie?
Yes, the Stoner movie, American Pie, and you could make Christmas Pie. Now, we don't have much more than just the title, but really, for that franchise, do you need much more than just the title on that one?
No. So. A few bathroom jokes and you're all done.
Exactly. Now, you know, as much as we might diss the American Pie series, Toy Story 4, I mean, you know, that would make a good Christmas movie.
Call it 4?
Just Toy Story 4, and, you know, and seriously, we can't give Pixar any ideas, because even if we did, they'd come up with better ones anyway.
As always.
And then, you know, Bob Dylan. Now, you don't think of Bob Dylan as a movie star, really, but Bob Dylan kind of does everything. And there's been a lot of documentary films made on Bob Dylan. So what if we just, you know, had a guy follow Bob Dylan around during the holiday season, and we could just do a verite kind of Christmas movie on
Bob
Dylan?
Must be Santa.
Exactly. It must be Santa. He even wrote a Christmas song. So anyway, well, that's enough silliness for today. Now into the more serious stuff that's opening up. And there's a film that I saw at Sundance called Higher Ground. It was directed and stars Vera Farmiga, who was George Clooney's love interest in Up in the Air. She's a wonderful actress, has done a lot of independent films and Hollywood films. And this is a film that's inspired by a screenwriter by the name of Carol S. Begg's memoir called The Dark World. And it tells the story of a thoughtful woman who struggles with her belief, her Christian faith, that love and trust, and her relationship with human beings and with God. Roger Ebert said, in a world where believers and agnostics are polarized and hold simplified ideas about each other, it takes a step back and sees faith as a series of choices that should be freely made. And again, I saw this at Sundance, and I liked it quite a bit. Now, I was raised in a Southern Baptist home, my parents are Southern Baptists,
right.
And it reminded me of my extended family who grew up in Southern Missouri, and sometimes faith can enforce a spurious kind of simplicity of the faithful that can segregate believers from the richness and potential of the complex and mysterious universe, which is essentially God's ultimate creation. Now, that sounds a little serious, but this movie is a very interesting meditation on this particular character's journey in life. And again,
any
I like
movies
quite
can
a
make
bit.
You start to question and reaffirm and learn. Anything about yourself has done its job.
Right. And Higher Ground, it hasn't gotten, 100% positive reviews. But I enjoyed the film quite a bit. It opens this Friday, or opens actually then Saturday, and doesn't play a whole week's worth of shows. But anyway, Higher Ground, I think it's worth checking out. There's other people that will disagree with that. We're also doing some special screenings, as we usually do. The NAM Center for Korean Studies has a film called Young Ja's Heyday, which was actually a big, big hit in Korea in the mid-1970s. And it's the most important of the Hostess melodramas, which were a cycle that went on in Korea. It's a comedy, and it's going to play on November the 5th at 2 o'clock. So just that one screening.
Right.
Prince's Purple Rain is going to be on Saturday as well, but it's going to be Saturday at 11:59 now.
Between Purple Rain and Michael Jackson's Thriller, there are about 3 or 4 years of the 80s that I've had to therapeutically block out.
Well, and you are the exception on that.
Of course I am.
The majority of folks. Anyway, it may be the only kind of decent Prince movie, but it did make quite a sensation when it first opened. And Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is our family film for the week. That's going to be Sunday at 1:30. This is the Gene Wilder version of that story. And
which is the better version, in my humble opinion.
I think so, too. But we're old farts, so.
And really, it's dark.
It's not quite as dark as the Johnny Depp version that was. But yes, it is. It's kind of scary in a very subtle way, but really terrific. And then our Stanley Kubrick series continues on Monday with Barry Lyndon. Now, this is a film that's 3 hours long. We're showing it on Monday night. And again, this is a film that I particularly like, but most critics didn't. But I'm a Stanley Kubrick fan. Now, a week from Monday on the 14th, on the 7th, we're doing Barry Lyndon. On the 14th, we're doing Clockwork Orange. So we'll talk about that next week. And then a week from today, there's a documentary called Living for 32, which is about gun violence. There's going to be a special panel discussion about that. So anyway, keep that in mind for a week from today. Now, opening at the multiplexes is Tower Heist, which is a film by Brett Ratner, who did the Rush Hour series, and he did X-Men Last Standing.
Kind of
Last
comedy
Man
adventure.
Standing. Yeah, and Brett Ratner is a very workmanlike, solid director. It stars Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy and a lot of other folks, Alan Alda. And anyway,
it would appear, at least on the surface level, that Eddie Murphy is returning to kind of his Beverly Hills Cop persona, where he's kind of, funny.
Yeah, funny.
Because he hasn't been funny in a long time.
He's kind of a smart street intelligence and a very sophisticated mind, but hasn't always lived the straight and narrow. I mean, that's what the character is. And Ben Stiller plays a security guard at this Trump Tower kind of high-rise in New York, and Alan Alda plays a Madoff-like character who has scammed a whole bunch of people, and he's literally confined to his luxury apartment.
I like him in everything.
He's great. And so anyway, the folks that are the workers in this tower are going to steal the money that they think he has hidden in there, and they hire Eddie Murphy, who's an old school buddy of Ben Stiller's, like they went to grade school together, to help them figure out what to do. So anyway, Tower Heist has gotten a lot of hype around it, and we'll see how it goes. And then a very Harold and Kumar Christmas. It's kind of weird to think that it's opening.
I think they should go back to White Castle.
John Cho and Cal Penn are in this. And anyway, it's in 3D, and it has something to do with a Christmas tree and Yuletide celebrations and a stash of illicit stuff that makes people giggle. Right. Yeah. So anyway, lots to see, some good stuff, some other stuff you might wonder about. But think about your own Christmas franchise movie that you might like to make and email it to Dave.
We'll forward it right along. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you very much for tuning in once again for Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.